The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is a new resource for children ages 8 through 11. Luther's Small Catechism for Kids contains colorful icons and illustrations to help guide children through each tenet of the Christian faith. Learn more about Luther's Small Catechism for Kids at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. An easy-to-use resource for teaching the faith in a simple way, Luther's Small Catechism for Kids. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners at the end of a broadcast week. We've been listening to, and we have been picking out soundbites for you to listen to. We have four of them for you on this Friday afternoon, August the 13th. We're going to play them for you after you have heard them. You vote, and your votes decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can also email your vote to us. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send them via Twitter at issuesetc. Or voted our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know which soundbite you're voting for, who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Up first this week is Pastor David Peterson, why non-sacramental churches adapted so well to online worship.
I think it's because their entire theology is built upon a theory of spiritual presence. That is to say that their entire theology and idea of Christianity is disembodied. And this is that Jesus is not present for them in his risen body. He is only a spirit. They only worship Jesus spiritually. He never comes to them physically. And then, because of this, Jesus is only really a spirit to them because his body is far away in outer space at the right hand of God and never gets anywhere near earth. He's only a spirit for them. Then, of course, they themselves also are, in essence, spirits and not bodies. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ doesn't actually impact either their worship or their theology. It's a bit of trivia for them. Yeah, Jesus rose from the dead. They believe that. They confess it. But it doesn't actually matter because it's not essential to who Jesus is or how Jesus interacts with us. He could have left his body in the grave and risen in his soul, and their theology would be the same. And so also then, and here I think it's even worse, it's really a scandal, Jesus probably didn't need to be crucified in his body either. That for them, again, these non-sacramental, non-liturgical churches, it was the spiritual suffering of Jesus being forsaken by his Father that really mattered, and the physical death was just sort of a ceremony that wasn't actually that big of a deal, in a way. And all of that, I think, does play into this idea that we have this kind of Neoplatonic tendency that we're really spirits and our bodies don't matter. And this really comes down, of course, I think he's right, non-sacramental. The sacrament of the altar is where your theology shows itself. And what you believe about the sacrament of the altar is what you believe about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's what you believe about justification and sanctification, the life of the church, and the end times. And if you're non-sacramental, then you're just typically just sort of this mental, imaginative thing that happens inside my own brain and has no correspondence to the physical world.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson, why non-sacramental churches adapted so well to online worship. Vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Dr. Charles Camosi, the tragic lesson of Terri Schiavo's epitaph.
Her gravestone says something like 1990 departed this earth, 2005 at peace. Terri Schiavo was said to be in a vegetative state, quote unquote. Now, I don't think any living human being is a vegetable, but when you lose the concept of nature, like you talked about earlier, then it's easy to understand why somebody might call them a vegetable, right? Because they don't seem to have, again, seem to have is pretty important, seem to have, you know, the kinds of traits that are different from vegetables. Although sleep-wake cycles, which Terry had, is a little different. But anyway, so what does it mean to say that Terry departed this earth, in her husband's view, in 1990, but had sleep and wake cycles, did not require a ventilator, was breathing on her own, reacted seemingly to different sound and light? You know, this is not brain death. This is another kind of catastrophic brain injury, but this person was very much a living human being in almost everyone's estimation. But her husband wrote on her own gravestone that she departed this earth. That seems to take it up a notch in terms of how we were distinguishing between a living human being and a person. Her person, whatever that means, departed this earth, even though she was still there, and then she was at peace in 2005. That's what I'm focusing in on Terry Schiavo. When you say that even though her body, her living human body, again, which has sleep-wake cycles, for crying out loud, is there, but she has departed, right? 1990, she departed. That's the fundamental mistake I think we need to highlight. But it's a fundamental mistake that unfortunately exists through a lot of our most important debates about issues of medical ethics right now.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Charles Camosi. The tragic lesson of Terry Schiavo's epitaph. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our Twitter address at IssuesETC. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three this week, Dr. Gregory Scholes on how postmodern linguistic theory separates us from the Word of God.
If you seriously think, if you even entertain for a while that people have to learn something else before they get to the Word of God, you are never going to get to the Word of God. You're just not. You're going to be putting up barriers instead of proclaiming the Word of truth. Luther said in a different kind of conversation that to defend the Bible with your own theories and ideas, I paraphrase a little bit, makes about as much sense as defending your helmet with your head or defending your sword with your forearm. The Word of God is the helmet of salvation. The Word of God is that sword. Let it loose. We call our pastors. We pay our pastors. We love and respect our pastors for preaching the Word of God to us, not for presenting some sort of secondhand, here today, gone tomorrow linguistic theory as some sort of prerequisite for reading the Bible. Get the Bible to God's people. Bring God's word. Bring Christ to people. That's what we're here for.
At soundbite number three, Dr. Gregory Scholes, how postmodern linguistic theory separates us from the Word of God. 1-877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, our email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org, and our Twitter address for your votes at IssuesETC. Get ready to vote. We'll play soundbite number four, then we'll take a break. And the break is a really good time to call us, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number four, Dr. Ken Sherb, how the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod changed on women in the church.
Well, the Synod has changed its position on this matter, and even more significantly, maybe, the theological rationale for the position. See, the Synod used to ask two questions, basically, regarding the service of women in the church. The first question was that by doing some particular thing in the church, was a woman doing something that really was a distinctive function of the pastoral office? The second question was, by doing something, by being in a humanly devised position in the church, for example, was a woman otherwise violating the order of creation? The Bible says that Adam was formed first, then Eve, there in 1 Timothy 2, or that, in the language of the book of Genesis, Eve was a helper made for Adam. That's the order of creation. Now, we're just asking that first question. Is a woman doing those distinctive functions of the pastoral office by doing something? Now, that's not unrelated to the order of creation. But the order of creation is a broader thing than just that. Or at least that's what the Synod used to think.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Ken Sherb, how the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod changed it on women in the church. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page. Remember to tell us who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Facebook.com/IssueZTC. Send us a vote via Twitter at IssueZTC or email us talkback@IssuesETC.org. Which will it be? Soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson on why non-sacramental churches adapted so well to online worship. Number two, Dr. Charles Camosi on the tragic lesson of Terry Schiavo's epitaph. Number three, on how postmodern linguistic theory separates us from the Word of God. Or four, how the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod changed its position on women in the church. We'll be right back with your votes. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is a new resource for children ages 8 through 11. Luther's Small Catechism for Kids contains colorful icons and illustrations to help guide children through each tenet of the Christian faith. Learn more about Luther's Small Catechism for Kids at IssuesETC.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. An easy-to-use resource for teaching the faith in a simple way, Luther's Small Catechism for Kids.
Truth, freedom, and vocation are the pillars of a Concordia University Chicago education. Through them, we form our students for lives of influence and service for the common good. This is the education American society needs right now. I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia Chicago, and I invite you to visit us to discover what it means for truth, freedom, and vocation to become the pillars of your future. Learn more at cuchicago.edu.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to IssuesETC.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday, August the 13th, we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have done our part. We've played our four soundbites. Now it's your turn. You need to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. It goes to the listeners with the best vote for soundbite of the week, and phone call voters get top priority. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Remember, we need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Sam listens in South Carolina. Sam says, my vote is for soundbite number one with Reverend Peterson. He hits the nail on the head, laying out the case against online services. With the next set of lockdowns that we're being warned about, may we Lutherans play the man this time. I pray that we actually begin to believe our theology and then pray against the tyrants the psalm that God gave us. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward. We have the medicine of immortality in the true body and blood of Jesus. We can't let fear and cowardice keep us from doing what our people have done for 2,000 years. Keep up the great work, Jeff and Pastor Wilkins. Sam, thank you very much. And thanks for listening in South Carolina. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Jonathan is listening in Holland, Texas. Hi, Jonathan.
I'm voting for soundbite number one. And my thinking is that David Peterson very well describes Gnosticism in his criticism. And I think that this is particularly pointed in that Gnosticism is the foundation it undergirds these non-sacramental churches. And that's my point.
Jonathan, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Joseph listens in Sussex, Wisconsin. Joseph says, my vote goes to soundbite number one. The body is important. Jesus came to us in bodily form and not as some spirit. Even after his resurrection, specifically Luke 24, our Reformed brothers know these things and yet reject it. We should continue to pray for them to finally believe this and reject their false belief. Joseph, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Mark says in New Mexico, I truly have a hard time casting a vote. Soundbite number one describes too well the teaching and logic of non-liturgical churches I attend most of my life. The segment from which soundbite number four is drawn is excellent as a whole. Lutherans, especially members of church councils, should listen to it. However, I cast my vote for soundbite number three from Dr. Gregory Scholz. His use of Luther's rapier wit exposes the folly that went on in the church in place of preaching God's word in Luther's day and goes on today. I don't know how many people in churches sit through long lectures delivering a preacher's logic, not even counting the silly how-to lessons that mark much of evangelicalism, and they think that the philosophical tickling of their ears is teaching them God's word. It is truly sad, says Mark. Keep repeating 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 2, the solemn charge to preach the word. The winner, according to your votes this week, is soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson, why non-sacramental churches adapted so well to online worship.
I think it's because their entire theology is built upon a theory of spiritual presence. That is to say that their entire theology and idea of Christianity is disembodied. And this is that Jesus is not present for them in his risen body. He is only a spirit. They only worship Jesus spiritually. He never comes to them physically. And then, because of this, Jesus is only really a spirit to them because his body is far away in outer space at the right hand of God and never gets anywhere near earth. He's only a spirit for them. Then, of course, they themselves also are, in essence, spirits and not bodies. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ doesn't actually impact either their worship or their theology. It's a bit of trivia for them. Yeah, Jesus rose from the dead. They believe that. They confess it. But it doesn't actually matter because it's not essential to who Jesus is or how Jesus interacts with us. He could have left his body in the grave and risen in his soul, and their theology would be the same. And so also then, and here I think it's even worse, it's really a scandal, Jesus probably didn't need to be crucified in his body either. That for them, again, these non-sacramental, non-liturgical churches, it was the spiritual suffering of Jesus being forsaken by his Father that really mattered, and the physical death was just sort of a ceremony that wasn't actually that big of a deal in a way. And all of that, I think, does play into this idea that we have this kind of Neoplatonic tendency that we're really spirits and our bodies don't matter. And this really comes down, of course, I think he's right, non-sacramental. The sacrament of the altar is where your theology shows itself. And what you believe about the sacrament of the altar is what you believe about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's what you believe about justification and sanctification, the life of the church, and the end times. And if you're non-sacramental, then you're just typically just sort of this mental imaginative thing that happens inside my own brain and has no correspondence to the physical world.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week on this Friday. Pastor David Peterson, why non-sacramental churches adapted so well to online worship. Thanks to everybody who voted, Sam in South Carolina. You get the LPR bundle package. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy. Luther Academy serves Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. Find out more about this confessionally Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss stewardship with Pastor Heath Curtis and Nathan Metter. We'll talk with Greg Kokel about applying the Columbo tactic to critical race theory. Pastor Will Whedon will also lead us into teaching on the deadly sin of gluttony. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Bahama Mama, Ocean Pacific, Paradise Island. Retreat from the heat with a shaved ice snow cone from Tropical Snow in Caseyville, Illinois. It's right across the street from Collinsville High School. Tropical Snow is open weekdays from 1 to 9 and weekends from noon to 9. Premium snow, epic flavors, lots of love. Tropical Snow across the street from Collinsville High School at 2134 South Morrison Avenue in Caseyville.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
Confessional Lutherans are invited to rent a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom Table Rock lakefront home in the Ozarks. Table Rock Lake is a premier lake in the heart of the Ozarks for boating, water sports, and fishing. This log cabin-style rental sleeps 12 and is 30 minutes from Branson and 20 minutes from Silver Dollar City. Learn more by calling Swanson Estates, 713-855-2681. Be sure to mention Issues Etc., 713-855-2681.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.